Listening Library presents The Telltale Start, The Misadventures of Edgar and Allan Poe, Book 1, by Gordon McAlpine. Read for you by Artie Johnson. A black cat crossing your path signifies that the animal is going somewhere. Groucho Marx. Chapter 1. No Ordinary School Day. Edgar and Allan Poe sat beside each other in the back row of their homeroom class, asleep. They'd been up late the night before, reading the latest in their favorite series, True Stories of Horror. And now they leaned shoulder to shoulder, head to head, together, in dreamland, like little sleeping angels. Well, maybe not angels. The Poe twins bore an uncanny resemblance to their famous great-great-great-great-granduncle Edgar Allan Poe, the author of Gothic tales so horrifying that for close to two centuries they have kept readers awake long into the night. Edgar and Allan were proud of their great-great-great-great-granduncle and happy to look like him. Nonetheless, the resemblance ensured they would never be mistaken for run-of-the-mill boys. It wasn't just external similarities that the boys shared with their great-great-great-great-granduncle. They also shared his taste for the thrilling and unexpected, intrigue, coded messages, dark secrets. And in at least one way, the boys' minds were even more unusual than their famous uncles. If at this moment you could observe the insides of their sleepy heads.